And let's go on to Adele, who's calling us from Lakewood. Hi, Adele.
Okay. Hi, Dr. Wright. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you just fine, ma'am.
Oh, good. Okay, so I did have a few questions, and the first one is I do have the right salt, and I use it for myself. I was wondering if you suggested, I have a 17-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son that are very physically active. They do sports every day, and I wondered if I could use a pinch of the right salt in water to help replace, like, what your suggestion would be. I don't buy those sports drinks. And we don't really drink juice much, and certainly not carbonated beverages. But I wondered what your thoughts were on that.
Well, ma'am, you can safely use that salt as if it were regular salt. Put it on the salad, put it into anything you'd put regular salt into. Remember, that comes from research that spanned a 30-year time span in Finland, and it was actually mandated to be used throughout the whole country. The only way you could get sodium chloride was to smuggle it into Finland. And everybody was using this stuff, which means that kids grew up with it, and nobody got hurt, and there were a lot of health benefits, ma'am.
Okay, that's good. And then the other thing is I mistakenly bought a large bottle of cod liver oil instead of the omega-3. Is there a difference, or does it matter?
Do read the label. Cod liver oil does contain omega-3s. Sometimes it's not as concentrated, but it contains omega-3s, and it's got other stuff in it that's good for us, too. So I wouldn't call that much of a mistake, ma'am.
Okay. I wasn't sure what really the difference was, if any. So I'll finish up that bottle.
That's what I do.
And then my last question is I have an aunt that has alopecia. Is that
how you?
And I wondered if you could give me a starting point or some suggestions where I can help her do some research as to how to help her with that.
How old is this auntie?
Reverse it or...
Yeah, how old is she?
She's in her 60s.
Okay. One thing we find that happens in some women with alopecia is just the same thing I was talking to that last lady about. If we're in our 60s, sometimes we lose the capability of making a full amount of acid in our stomachs like we did when we were 30. And so stuff doesn't digest as well, and we don't get the nutrients in, and sometimes losing hair as a result. Now, I'm not going to tell you that's the only thing. If we're deficient in iron, and she might want to get that checked. If we're deficient, we can start losing hair. And if we have a weak thyroid, and she might want to get that checked too, we can start losing hair. So there's three things to think about. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am?
This has been something that has happened. They've been going on really for years.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, I'm like, get your thyroid checked, all that. And she does, but she's not tried the naturopathic route. So I have the website that you suggested to try and find a doctor. She's not in the state. She's in California. And she also takes a shot of apple cider vinegar in the morning.
Uh-huh.
So isn't that supposed to help with apple cider or with digestion?
A little bit, ma'am, but the acetic acid in apple cider vinegar, good as it is not near as good as hydrochloric acid, which is what our stomachs normally make when we're younger. So I would not be opposed to it, but I would just say it's not going to help as much as it might.
So hydrochloric acid.
Yeah, and that's available in natural food stores at home, dispensary, compounding pharmacies. It's called betaine, B-E-T-A-I-N-E, hydrochloride, but before one works with that, it really is best to check with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Because sometimes,
So iron, thyroid, checker, acid, and okay. All right. And also, I just wanted to thank you. I really enjoy your talk show. I always learn a lot of things, not just one thing, many things. And I really appreciate the service you provide.
Well, thank you, ma'am. And I learned stuff, too. I learned something today about, of all things, frankincense oil that I didn't know. So I really appreciate all the listeners who relay me stuff like that. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, ma'am.